praising the Lord.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. Thank you, thank you, thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this channel. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife, of 36 years, none other than in the person of...
Amen. I'm Lady Mildred Townsend.
Uh-oh, we got to take care of that there. Want to try that again for me?
Yes, Lady Mildred Townsend.
All right, Lady Mildred Townsend, and together we do bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Intercessory Prayer Ministry, which can be heard right here on this station, KAYTKQJOFM, right here in Alexandria, Louisiana. And I tell you what, to those of you, if this is your first time joining us, we'd like to say a big old hearty God bless you. To each and every one of you, God bless you, near and far. You might be behind prison bars. We still like to say God bless you equally as well. And again, this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and we're going to be glad in it. Notice I said not sad in it, because I think that what we're experiencing right now, even within the infrastructure of the body of Christ, we've got too many happy sinners and sad saints. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. You know, being saved does not mean that you have to walk around here like you're all solemn and humdrum, and that the, you know, the world is coming to an end, and you know that everything is just out of pocket and out of line. You know, the Bible says laughter is good for the bones, like medicine. So that just means, brothers and sisters, that you know what, we know when to hold, we know when to fold. We know when to be serious. We know when to be comical. We know when to do all of those things. This is what having proper balance is all about. And when our lives are properly balanced, then we will have what God calls an abundant life. Jesus said, don't think on the abundance of things. And unfortunately, this is what Satan has sowed into the body of Christ. Jesus told us not to. The false prophet and the apostle is trying to get you to focus on the abundance of things. Jesus told you not to focus on the abundance of things. Whose report are you going to believe? On that note, I'm going to ask Lady Townsend to come on, share a scripture with us, and we're going to go before the throne of grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Coming out of the book of John, praise the Lord, the third chapter, beginning at the fourth verse, it says, Nicodemus says unto him, which is Jesus, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you. Lord God, we thank you. We bless your holy name today. We thank you because we know your word has said, hallelujah, what it says. And we believe exactly what it says. Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you for another Saturday, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh God, no time for depression. No time for hearing the lies of the enemy, but we will stand and be glad because you are still in the helm. God, we can trust you in all things, and we thank you today, regardless of what we've been through. Some have been through a lot, amen, some going through a lot, and some going yet to come. We know that, God, but we know that you're with us, and you promised to never leave us, and therefore, God, we can stand. We can make it because your promise to us allows us to stand and to trust you in the midst of everything we face. We thank you this day. We pray for those that need you right now, those that need comforting. Oh, God, those that need saving. those that need to be restored. Oh, Father, we lift them up today in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for the work that you've started in each and every one of us, for you shall complete it. And we thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Again, if this is your first time joining us, we'd like to say welcome, 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 and thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. We cannot get away from that mantra, perfecting the saints, because the time is coming where we must reach that level of perfection in the sight of the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Brother Keith. God bless you, Sister Deborah. Sister April, God bless to each and every one of you out there, my friends out there in Facebook land. God bless you to each and every one of you on today. And again, it is our solemn endeavor to help empower God's people. One of the things that, you know, empowering you about is not just always trying to hype you up and to make you feel good. It's not just about taking the word of God and to making it some feel-good message to you. But you know what it is? It's just like the food that you eat, how it gets into your bloodstream and how it begins to work on certain vital organs inside of your body. This is what the word of God is designed to do in your spirit, man. The word of God is designed to get on the inside of you and to transform you. As they said, it's an inside job. That's exactly what it is. But the only way that that can happen is that we have to be consistent. You know, what month is this? This is August. Coming up in November and December, people have a tendency of catching a lot of colds and flu and stuff like that. Well, it would behoove you that if you were to start safeguarding your immune system now and by doing things that will help to boost your immune system now. Now, that doesn't mean because, you know, a flu and cold season is over that you stop doing that. No, you keep on doing that, because what are you doing? You're sealing it. You're sealing the deal, so to speak. And when you begin to make that just a way of life for you, then when the enemy comes in like the flood, such as COVID-19 or any other sickness and disease, you've safeguarded. The Spirit of the Lord now lifts up a standard. The antibodies inside of your body now are starting to work when they see those foreign matters coming in trying to take over. Kind of would be equivalent to if somebody caught somebody trying to break inside of their house. Okay, they would probably give them a warning first, right? And then if they didn't heed that warning, then they would go and put it on them. Well, when it comes to the things of the enemy, you can't give him a warning shot. You got to go and put it on him. You've got to go and put it on him. There's no such thing as a warning shot with the enemy. Amen. Because the Bible tells us that your adversary, the devil, goes around like a roaring lion doing what? Seeking whom he may devour. Anybody that he can catch off guard, anybody that he can catch slipping, he doesn't care about how much Bible class you attend. He doesn't care how much tithe and offering you give. He doesn't care, amen, how long you've been in the church. He doesn't care what position, what ecclesiastical title you hold. He doesn't care about any of those things. All he knows is that if he catches you lacking, and I liken this to some of those National Geographic movies that they show, how sometimes when the predator, such as the lion, he sits back in the thick of the bushes, and he sits back, Lady Townsend, and he watches, and he patiently waits. And what he's doing is he's trying to see those that have separated themselves from the rest of the flock and the herd. And what he does is he sits back, he watches those that are sickly and weak. He sits back and observes. He watches their body movements. He watches their agility. How, well, if I get in behind them, will they be able to run? He's watching all of that. And if the lion is doing that same thing in the natural, you don't think the enemy, that lion, is doing the same thing in the spiritual? He's sitting back for an opportunity to destroy your marriage. He's sitting back waiting for an opportunity to destroy your health. He's sitting back waiting for an opportunity to destroy your relationship with your church, with your pastor, with your brother, with your sister. He's sitting back waiting, and he's seeing wherever your weakness is. If he sees you limping, he knows that it's going to be easier to catch you.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead, Lady Townsend.
Yes, and then as you were saying that, Bishop, I'm reminded of how, you know, that we got to keep out, you know, praying. We got to keep in the word. Amen. We got to be just prayed up, and we got to be word up. Amen. Because the adversary, he's seeking. He's on his job.
That's right.
But the children of God got to get back to doing the things that are going to help us. And
that's
God
right.
showed us in our word. Amen.
That's it. We've got to stay committed to those things because, people of God, like I tell you now, there's no such thing as I'll be glad when things get back to normal. There's no such thing as getting back to normal. You see how your food prices have dramatically increased. You see how gas prices have dramatically increased. You see what's going on. There's no such thing as going back to normal. And since there's no such thing as going back to normal, neither can you. You've got to step up your game in the spiritual things of the Lord. Amen. Mm. You've got to step up your game in the spiritual things of the Lord. Are you hearing me on today? You've got to step up your game in the spiritual things of the Lord, because if you don't, the enemy is sitting back waiting to devour you, waiting, amen, waiting to cause havoc and chaos in your life, amen. Now, don't confuse what I'm saying. God's word is true. God's word has done everything that it said it will do. But again, if the enemy can set a fire inside of your mind to burn up your trust and faith in the Lord, that's what his agenda is. Amen. His agenda is to try to destroy what it is that you have placed in your heart and in your mind. And he knows one thing about it. If he can get you to start playing the "po' me" thing, that's his agenda. If he can get you to start playing "po' me" when he said he's given us everything that pertains to life and to godliness. And if he's given us everything that pertains to life and to godliness, as I said before, it's just like a man or a woman out there who gets stranded on the highway. They've got nothing to worry about if they've got a spare, if they've got a lug wrench, amen, if they've got a flashlight or whatever, if it's dark, they've got something to see. If they've got everything that they need, that's what it's going to take. Amen. That's what it's going to take to get back to rolling again. But now watch this. If you have those things and don't know how to use them, where are you now?
Yeah.
Now, prayerfully, somebody else will come along to help you with the stuff that you got that's supposed to be able to be used on your behalf to get you where you need to be. So God will send somebody else to help you with the lug wrench, to help you with the jack, to jack it up. And the same thing applies in the word of God. God is sending people to help you. The question is, will you allow them to help you? Will you allow them? Because, again, the enemy will tell you certain things. People can need help, and you know what they'll do? No, that's okay. I'm all right. And I believe when I was young, they said, Lady Townsend, a closed mouth can't get fed.
That's right. Amen. You got to speak up. You got to be you know, and God has instructed us through his word, Bishop.
That's right.
We must be, you know what I'm saying? There's no excuse in this hour now. Amen. I was reminded when I first got saved and how I was seeking the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Amen. I would go in my closet. And amen. And I would say, Lord, if you're speaking to these people.
Oh, yes.
And they got that much joy, you can give it to me, Lord.
That's right.
But show me through your word. And I began to seek God.
Yes.
And that's all he wants. Just steal away. Go in your closet. I literally went in my closet, my clothes closet.
Uh-huh.
And I cried out to the Lord and constantly cried out to him.
Mm-hmm.
And God began to, you know, he filled me with the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for that today. Amen. That's what's lacking. Nobody, you know, a lot of them not hungry for Holy Spirit. You know, God to fill them with his anointing and God to just bless them on a daily basis. We must get back to wanting him more than anything. Wanted him more than that LV bag. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Wanted him more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. We got to do that.
You know what? One thing about it is God is willing that none perish, that all come to repentance. And a lot of times, you know what we'll do? We'll pray and say, well, Lord, forgive me of all sins that I might have committed and that I might not have committed and don't know I committed. Truth of the matter is we know where we're lacking at.
Come on.
I mean, you're not going to look. You're not going to go to the store knowing you got $100 in your pocket and get up there and start getting stuff that's going to cost about $200 and then get up there and act like you're so ashamed. Like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to put some stuff back. Now, yeah, some people may go a little over, but it's the same thing in our walk with God. We're not going to go so far in our walk as to not know what we have to work with when it comes to the things of God.
Come on, preacher.
Now, the truth of the matter is, are we using what God gave us? Are we using His Holy Spirit? Are we using the knowledge of the Bible? That's why it's imperative for you to learn to get in this word for yourself. It's not enough for you to wait until Sunday. It's not enough for you to wait, until Bible class to get in the word. You've got to learn to get in this word for yourself. And people, brothers, sisters, there's going to come a time where you have to learn to encourage yourself. And don't get mad at pastor because you're saying, well, pastor ain't encouraging me. Well, first and foremost, pastor didn't save you. Jesus saved you.
Preach.
Are you hearing me on today? Pastor did not save you. Pastor brought a word. It's just like when you go out to eat, the waiter brings your food. Now, they can't sit there and watch you eat it. And you say, well, I didn't eat because you weren't here to help me eat it. No, that's not it. Look, a little baby will take that cake. And you know what? They may not slice it like you, but that little baby will take that cake and smash it all in their face. And before it's over, you're going to see cake everywhere, but you're going to know that baby ate that cake.
Amen.
Well, you know what? You may have to be like that with the enemy, with the devil. He might see scriptures all over your head, your face, your eyes, but he going to know that you done got in that scripture. You done got in the word. And that's what he needs to see. He needs to see that you're getting in that word for yourself. You know what? We're living in a time now where it's time out for being spoon-fed. It's time out now where some of us have been going to church for 20 and 30 years. And you know what? We ain't brought nobody to Christ. We ain't brought nobody to the Lord. We've just been saying, well, I've been saved for 20 or 30 years and we're not out evangelizing. We're not inviting people to Jesus Christ. We're just going through the motion. And the enemy sitting back watching that. You know what? When I was in school, we had a lot of bench warmers. They cheered you on, but they never would get in the game. And what God is looking for people to not just be bench warmers, but he's actually looking for people to get into the game, to go into the hedges and the highways and byways. But you can't do that if you don't know how to swim. That's why.
A lot of times, even before reaching outside of it, we got to reach inside because we got loved ones.
That's right.
Desperately need the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And God has allowed, us to get saved. So that we can be a light to them.
That's right.
We can encourage them. We don't have to beat them up with scriptures or anything.
Right.
But the way we live, amen. Our life has purpose. And we got to understand that every day that God gives us, amen, and it's an opportunity to be that bright light. It's another opportunity to make a difference, even in our family life, loved ones.
That's right. And you know what you said? You said something very important that rose this in my spirit. We've got to be that example to people to help them to understand that the same spirit on the inside of me is on the inside of you. The same Holy Spirit that Christ left in this earth realm is on the inside of me. Watch this. This is going to blow some of y'all minds. The same ability to teach this word like you hear Bishop Townsend doing is inside of you too. Are you willing to put in the time? Are you willing to put in the effort? Are you willing to stop comparing yourself with somebody else? And the moment that you're willing to quit comparing yourself and trying to prove to other people that you are this and you are that and just be about your Father's business. The 70 disciples that Jesus sent out were not trying to compare themselves with the 12. They made up their mind that Jesus, if you said I can do it, that's all that matters. And he sent them out two by two.
Two by two.
The problem is, in today's society, we're trying to compare ourselves. And here's what I know. Many times you would get further ahead if you wasn't trying to get even. Let me say that one more time.
Get even.
Let me say that one more time. You would get a lot further ahead if you wasn't so busy trying to get even. But that's how the enemy operates. He's got you focusing on what everybody else is doing. He's got you focusing on trying to prove to everybody else what you're doing. And at the end of the day, you're not focusing on, is it pleasing Jesus? Anything that you do should be done to the glory of God. Some of you have got jobs out there and you say, I'm so tired, sick of this job. But I guarantee you, if you start to change your attitude about your job, that, Lord, thank you for this job. Yes, I've got a donkey for a supervisor, but pray for that donkey supervisor and watch how God changes things. Watch how God turns things around. See, that's the power that he's given us as believers. Listen, why do you think he said, Lady Townsend, in Romans chapter 12, be not conformed to this world, because this world is constantly got you focusing on all the hurts, pains, and dilemmas that are unfolding on a day-to-day basis, got you focusing on monkeypox, got you focusing on COVID-19, got you focusing on all of those things. It's got you focusing on everything but the word.
And that's about design. That's what the enemy wants. Amen. And that's why I thank God for men and women of God just instructing the people of God to look within. You know, don't lose focus.
That's
don't
right.
Don't lose focus. Regardless of, yes, we are to be aware of the things that happen around us.
That's right.
Praise God. But don't allow what's happening around us to take our focus off of the Lord. Amen. Because he's over all of this stuff that's happening all around us. And he's above all of that. And if our faith, just, you know, faith affixed on him, we're going to reap the benefits of trusting the Lord.
It's time for God's people to realize that, look, it's time for you to be empowered. Look, I'm not trying to get members at my church. I'm trying to get people empowered in the things of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm not trying to build up membership. I'm trying to build up those that profess to be in the kingdom to start operating in the kingdom principles that's already here. Amen. It's already established. We just got to walk in it. As I said before, Adam and Eve were the prototypes that laid down the foundation for birth into this world. And you know what? No matter what you do or what I do, we don't get credit for the continuation of mankind. God does, because he was the one that started it. Oftentimes I have to sometimes rebuttal the fact that we as leaders sometimes forget that this is all about Jesus Christ, and we get the big head and start thinking it's about us when it's not about us. I'm not the founder of a church. Jesus alone is the founder. I'm not the pastor. I'm the under shepherd. It's time for us to bring the people back to the reality, because the day that you look to me as some great one is the day, and you know what, and I'm not ashamed to say this, this is the reason why pastors are falling dead on every level, because we're taking the glory that belongs to Jesus Christ and him alone. Does not the Bible tell us about this great orator that was in the Bible? And he spoke so eloquently, and he spoke so well, and the people regarded this great spokesperson as, they said, they reverenced him as a god, and they said the voice of a god. And because he did not refute it, because he did not cast it down, God smote him dead on the spot.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm not going to be one of those great generals that get smote down. Oh, today we lost another general in the body of Christ. No, I'm not going to be that one. No, I'm going to give all the glory back to God. I don't care, amen, what we accomplish in this world. I don't care, amen, what house I got, what car I got, or how hard I work. No, I ain't worked hard to do nothing. It's all because of God's hand that it was accomplished. Everything goes back to him.
Everything.
Amen. Everything goes back to Jesus Christ. Amen. Everything. And listen, I don't care if I have eloquent speech. That go back to God.
I don't care
how people will come and say, you know what, Bishop Townsend, thank you so much, because you know what, you are a great man of God. And I says, don't worry about me, the man of God, but worry about, but be so concerned about the God that's inside the man. That's what I need
that's
you to see.
Right. We're to
that's what I need you to understand, and that's, I said
Hallelujah.
Before, this is the reason why many clergy are dropping dead, because we are trying to subliminally, and then many times just outright, take God's glory. We're trying to be lords over God's people, and God does not desire that. And I feel sorry for the sheep that cannot comprehend that. My agenda is to help you to understand. Now, look, I'm not going to babysit you. I'm not going to walk on eggshells. I'm not going to do any of those things, but I'm going to tell you the truth.
That's right.
Okay? When you go to that doctor, and that doctor tells you you've got to leave those cigarettes alone right now, because if you don't, you're going to die in so many months. Do you get mad at him? Do you get mad at the gynecologist? when she tells you about certain things that you need to do to get your body functions back in order? Do you get mad when they tell you that, listen, we're going to give you a mammogram and this, that? No, you comply to what they ask. Why is it so hard to comply with the word of God? Because I'm here to tell you, when we comply with God's word, we're going to get the results that we're believing God for. But if we rebuttal and try to make excuses, like the man that had the one talent, he had something to work with. We all got something to work with. It's called faith.
Teach.
We all got some faith to work with. And the thing about it is, if you don't use your faith, the enemy will take your faith and make you feel alienated and separated from everybody else. And that's what his job is for. His job is to steal, kill, and destroy. And one thing I can tell you is this. You might fool people, but you can't fool God. And I will not be responsible for going along telling you to fake it till you make it. That's not how Jesus operates. You can't fake it till you make it. You've got to be real where you are. You've got to be like that man that came to Jesus and told him because of his lack of faith. And he said, Lord, I believe. What else, Lady Townsend?
Help my unbelief.
Lord, yes, listen, Lord. Look, I'm at a place where I'm being taught the word. I'm at a place, Lord God, when you've placed a shepherd over us that does not seek to get the glory for himself, but I'm just not getting it. Help me to get it, Lord. Help me to understand what it is, because you know what? I'm a reflection of you, not my pastor. I'm a reflection of you, Lord, not my pastor. I thank you for my pastor, but I'm a reflection of what your spirit, because, see, I don't have the pastor spirit inside of me. I ain't got Bishop Townsend's spirit. I've got God's Holy Spirit inside of me. Now, he might help to adjust me and help me work with my lug wrench. He might help me work with my jack so that I can get back to running again. But, look, I can't have him help me get back to running and then take and drive me around. No, that's the Holy Spirit's job.
All right, now.
God got people that will help us get back on track. Will we accept the help? God's got people, watch this, he's got people that rebuke us, and that's getting you back on track. He's got people that will correct you. That's getting you back on track.
And it's needed, Bishop, and everybody in the body, at one time or another, or several times, need to be corrected if they're in error. Amen. And then a real man, a woman of God, will receive that. Because it's not about them anyhow. They want to please the Savior.
That's right.
And praise God. And when you want to please the Savior, you'll take correction. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
We all must be humble. Amen. And because God can use us that way. Amen.
That's right. We've got
we
to be willing.
We have to become a child. Our spirit got to be childlike. Amen. But we see so many haughty people, Bishop, and you know that's the truth out here.
Oh, yes.
So many haughty spirit,
yes,
that we know,
yes,
it's not fruit of the spirit, and arrogance and all of that. They acting like that's a fruit, but it's not, and God ain't pleased. We must humble ourselves, and we must, you know, when the word of correction comes, we must not get mad with the messenger. You know, we must receive that in order to even please God.
Amen. Well, you know, one thing about it, Jesus said, you're going to be hated for my name's sake. Now, it's a different thing when you're hated because you are blatantly, rebelliously going against the things of the Lord. And now, and watch this. Believers don't hate believers that are going contradictory to the word. We pray for them. But now watch this.
Yes, right.
But now watch this. We don't fellowship with them in a way to condone what they're doing is acceptable. I think the Apostle Paul even shared with the Corinthian church that there was a young man who was involved in debauchery with his father's wife. And the apostle said, listen, I want y'all to note that man, take note of that man, and watch this. Don't have fellowship with him.
Right.
Watch this. Admonish him as a brother, but don't have nothing to do with him so he'll feel shamed about what he's done.
And repent.
Because a lot of time we're trying to love people through mess that they, and here's the thing about it. Open rebuke is better than secret love. That's the thing. People want to, they want to sin openly, but they want to be rebuked privately.
No.
Can I say that again? Can I say that again?
That's right.
They want to sin openly and then be rebuked privately, and that's not how it operates. The Bible says that when even the Apostle Paul got wind of how hypocritical Peter was acting with the rest of the Jews, when the rest of the Jews were not around, Peter would get around and he would eat some boudin, he would eat some chitlins, he would eat some pork sausage and some pork steaks, and then when the high dignitary Jews came back around, he put back on this pomp and pious type way of living.
That
would be equivalent to on Sundays we put on this masquerade like we're so saved and sanctified and holy and we're ready to preach the word. And then when we're not at the church on Sunday, we're around here smoking weed, we're around here drinking, we're around here whoremongering, we're around here doing all of those debauchery things. I invited one young man to church with me. And I invited him, and he said, Brother Townsend, you know, I don't know. I'm a little confused. I said, what's that, son? He said, well, if you're a leader, should you be at the places I'm at? I said, well, it all depends what I'm doing. I said, you be at the store. He said, no, sir, I'm not talking about the store. I'm talking about the dope spots and the juke houses and places of ill repute doing what I'm doing. He said, now, I know what I'm doing is wrong, but now do they know what they're doing is wrong? Because he said, what that is doing is telling me that if the preacher can't restrain himself, what hope do I have? Did I say that too fast? If I'm going to bed with some woman other than my wife, what hope do I have to tell her about the reality of salvation? Oh, now, see, here you go, acting like you so holy, acting like you. No, we're keeping it real because you got blood on your hands. I got blood on my hands when we do stuff like that. And that's what I had to tell the young man. I couldn't sugarcoat it and tell him. I said, young man, they are in gross error. And if I can say this without sounding too judgmental, God's preachers do not act that way. Satan got some preachers out here, too. And they know this word. Some of them have been to seminary. Some of them have been to collegiate college and all of those things. But that's not how God's preachers operate. As a matter of fact, when we go to the word of God, we find that there is a format that he left for his disciples to follow. And all the way up until 300 years or so more after they had preached this word, they were still following it. And then, as Jesus said, the enemy came in through certain religious orders and started sowing tear in amongst the wheat. And this is where we are right now with all this confusion. This is where we are right now with all of the people that wanted to be blessed. And so all of the lies, the trickery, and the deception has creeped in so that they can mesmerize the minds of the people. There's another thing I'd like y'all to go. I've got a YouTube channel. I'd like you to go to that YouTube channel. And you can learn some things. You can say, well, Bishop Townsend, do you have videos that you know that we can purchase from you? No, I don't have any that you can purchase, but I do have some that you can go to. And if the Lord lays on your heart to want to sow into the ministry, that's fine, because it's all about. That's what Jesus did. He didn't put a price tag on nobody, and I can't do that either. I refuse to do that. Well, Bishop, it'll pay for the CD. That's what I'm saying. I'm not putting a price tag on it. I'm saying if the word that I'm sharing with you is wholesome enough and righteous enough, just like when Lydia came to Paul and said, well, listen, if we have found grace in your sight, come stay with me then. Let me put you up for the night. What are you doing, Lydia? I'm showing you that I appreciate, Apostle Paul, the word that you have shared. I'm showing you, let me treat you to a meal if I found favor in your sight. Because you're sharing the word with us. Up until this point, we've had to go to the riverbank because they don't admonish us as anything. And we're not able. So me and my little sisters, we came here. But yet, you had the Holy Ghost boldness to come fellowship with us at the riverbank and to impart the word of God. A true man after God's heart. Not looking at the separatism of the day. But bringing us to a clear concept. So, you've been a blessing, Paul. Let me be a blessing. That's the way I operate, the same way. Can't put a price tag on anything. Whatever God gives you to be a blessing, that's the way that God wants to be. Yes, the enemy has come in. He has lied. He's perverted the scriptures, and he said some things. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you, I get long-winded. I got to take a break, too. You got something you want to share before I take a break?
Oh, yeah, you be going, just like
that little bunny. That little bunny. Hey, listen, blame it on the Lord because he filled it inside me. He said, eat the whole roll.
Yes.
And when I ate it,
I know
it wasn't good. Listen, it was sweet in my mouth, but it was bitter to my belly. And you know what the bitterness means? It was purging me, getting everything that was not like God out of me. That's what we got to get back to. So,
and that's a good thing because that's a person that, you know, heart, you know, after God's own heart, when we want everything that's not like God in us. You know, I always, the scripture by creating me a clean heart and renew the right spirit, that's my anthem every day, Lord God.
Yes.
Amen. I want my heart to be, you know, I want God to get the glory out of my life.
Yes.
You know? And that's what all of us should want.
Yes.
Because then, and only then, we're truly after his own heart.
Yes.
Because we're more concerned about God getting the glory out of our lives than we getting the glory. Amen.
Yes.
Or any man, you know, anything else. But I thank God that God just have people that love him in a way, Bishop, that, you know, nothing is too hard for God to do in their lives because they surrender all, and that's all I want my brothers and sisters to know. Just surrender all,
yes,
regardless of what. Amen. And you know, you hear so much, nobody perfect. See, that's just an excuse that enemy's using so that you won't be perfected, so that hell will be where you lift your eyes.
That's
you
right.
You don't want that.
That's right.
And no man, God willing that none perish, but all come to repentance. So we got to pray for one another and encourage one another and say, get up. You can do better than that. God has done so much in your life before to remind you that he's still available and he can help you where you're at. He can reach you where you're at.
I want all of my brothers and sisters. And I think that if we learn to hold each other accountable, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
We're living in a time now where nobody wants to be held accountable for their actions. But I think that as men and women of the Most High God, that now listen, Not in judgment, not in false judgment, not in tearing down, but in wholesome responsibility, accountability, because that's what's missing in the body of Christ. Now, nobody wants to be held accountable. Preachers think that for some reason that we're exempt because we've got this mantle or we're a man of the cloth, when the truth of the matter is, if that was the case, even when we look back into the Old Testament, and we go back and we find out that when the priest went in there behind the holies of holies, it was going to tell if they was faking and shaking too.
Come on.
Now, we're in a dispensation of grace. Truly we are. But back in that Old Testament, if the men of God that were appointed as God's anointed were doing something other than what God commissioned them to do, when they went back there behind that holies of holies and the bell stopped ringing, the glory of God was not manifesting while their presence was there, that let everybody else know that they're dead. Now, this is what the Bible means when it says your sin's going to find you out. I would much rather tell you about your sins than your sins find you out. And this is the honest to God truth. I pled with a brother pastor in Mississippi, and he thought that it was okay for him to fool around on his wife, and he said, you know what, Doc, that's what grace and mercy is for. You know, we can't point fingers. Brother, I ain't pointing fingers at you. God holds you to a higher level of accountability, man. Now, if you're not ready to preach God's word and preach it and preach it with the conviction of God's Holy Spirit, sit down, get yourself together, because God ain't nothing to be played with. You see, Doc, it's people like you that take this word out of context. I said, no, sir, Sir, people are dying. The Lord is, and what happens is the Bible says that when lust is conceived and it's committed, it brings forth death. Well, needless to say, and I didn't rebuke him. I was admonishing him to come out of that, and he refused. Only for his wife to receive a phone call saying that your husband is here with me at the hotel. He just suffered a massive heart attack. A preacher. A man of the cloth. That's what I'm telling you. You've got to understand God's preachers versus Satan's preachers, because God's preachers ain't going to do that. But yet I had the responsibility to still seek to snatch him out of clutch's way. Hey, we got to take a break. This is Moments of Inspiration. Don't touch that dial. And when I come back, I'll open up that phone line for those of you that have a prayer request on your heart. In Jesus' name.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Red Com Entertainment and Platinum Entertainment presents the world's greatest gospel concert, starring the Canton Spirituals. That's right, the Canton Spirituals. Also, C.C. Williams and the Spiritual QCs. Keeping the legacy alive, yes, that's the son of the great Lee Williams. And special guest, Neil Roberson. You don't want to miss this one. Live in Pineville at Zion Hill Church Family, Sunday, September 11th. For ticket information, 901-707-1029. Or Red Com Entertainment. The Canton Spirituals, C.C. Williams and the Spiritual QCs, and also special guest Bishop Neil Roberson. Special upfront seats are available, 318-792-6736. Performing live in Pineville at Zion Hill Church Family, Sunday, September 11th, the Canton Spirituals, C.C. Williams and the Spiritual QCs, and also special guest Bishop Neil Roberson. It's time to praise. Sponsored by Snatch Bay Aesthetics.
Another proud sponsor of this station.
Best of the Best Quartet presents I'm Bigger Than Cancer Benefit Program for Brother Darrell Hadi. Saturday, August 27th at 5 p.m. at the Mills Temple Church of God in Christ, 286 Old Alexandria Highway in Winfield. There'll be many quartet groups in attendance, and you're invited to participate. Saturday, August 27th at 5 p.m. at the Mills Temple Church of God in Christ in Winfield. I'm Bigger Than Cancer Benefit Program for Brother Darrell Hotton. All proceeds will be given to Brother Darrell to aid in his fight with colon cancer. Thank you for your prayers and support during this journey. Apostle J.L. Broadneck returns to Alexandria to pastor the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. You can join us each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. For more information, 318-466-2001. That's 318-466-2001.
Well, we're back. This is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints right here on this station. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 36-plus years, none other than in the person of...
Amen. I'm Lady Mildred Townsend.
And again, we just thank and praise God for you, you and you out there. Amen. I tell you what, God is good. Amen. God is so good. God is so good. In spite of what we have done, in spite of what we have did, in spite of what we are going to do. But you know what? We want to please him. We want to work toward that mission of saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant. See, one thing about it, I tell people like this. Jesus loved Judas too, but that didn't stop him from hanging himself.
Yes.
You had to want to do better. You see what I'm saying? God is showing us something of a great significance. His love is not going to make us do anything. We have to desire to do it. The same Holy Spirit that ministered to every disciple tried to minister to Judas too. Now, but then again, Jesus gave us another clarity by saying, for this purpose was this man born for.
Yes.
I don't want to be one of those people in the presence of Jesus, and yet I'm born to just be lost. That wasn't the game plan. That's Amen. Not the game plan. I wouldn't want that said about me after going through the motions for 3.5 years with Jesus, only to find out later on that, well, my real mission was to be destroyed. No. This is the reason why I can understand why some people say, well, I repent every day against things that I might have done or I might have said this, that, and other. But the most important thing is that don't keep on doing them same thing, because that's not repenting. That's repeating.
That's right. I never understood that, too.
Yeah.
My understanding is that, you know, when your heart pierced toward God, you just ain't going to be making them same mistake over and over again. Mm-hmm. You know, you come to a point in your life because truly we reap what we sow. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap.
That's right.
So we have to get in the mind frame of pleasing the Lord. And it's a daily thing. It's something that you want to do. Amen. And then it's not going to be accepted by everybody. You know,
yes.
Your friends, and a lot of them ain't going to understand that. But see, if God calling you, you're going to be held responsible because you know, praise God, and that's what it's all about. There was a time in my life, you know, I wanted to, you know, what the friends thought or what people thought or what my family thought. But it got up to the point, Bishop, that I knew what God was saying.
Yes.
And I had to be obedient to him.
Yes.
And a lot of times God is calling you out of that situation.
Yes.
But you want to, you know, you still want the support of those around you.
Yes.
Sometimes God call you right from out of all of that. And I remember so candidly, Bishop, because when I was seeking the Lord, he moved me from the south side of Chicago, amen, where all my relatives and loved ones were, to on the west side of Chicago.
Yeah.
Where I didn't have, you know what I'm saying? God knows what he's doing. Amen. And he had to get me out of that situation in order to help me to get to a place in him that I needed to be. Praise God. And that's a lot of people right today. You know, God is calling you higher, but you just don't want to let go of all of that around you. But in order to please God, you're going to have to disappoint a lot of people and people that love you and people that you love. Amen. In order to please God. But it's going to be worth it after a while. Then you'll know why he called you out of that.
You got to be true to Amen. Yourself. You got to be true to yourself. Hey, listen, while we're at it, if you'd like to call in, 318-484-2500. Is the number to call. Listen, I don't care what you're going through out there. Christ is the answer. God has afforded everything that we need. I'm not one of those people that said God's going to. I'm going to tell you, he's already done it. The question is, will you receive it? Look, when you go on a job, the funds are already there. Okay? You just got to do your part. And when payday come on Friday, you ain't got to worry about the whole week. Am I going to get paid? I just wonder, am I going to get paid? Listen, if they told you that they're going to pay you $10, $12, $15 an hour, the only thing we need you to do is to do the work. Your money's going to be there at the end of the work week. Don't you know the God that we serve is that much more than an employer? Think about that. He said, I've given you everything that pertains to life and to godliness. And as I said before, it's always that old slew foot squatter, the enemy, trying to trick you out of your trophy. 318-484-2500 is the number to call if you'd like to call in. Like I said, there'll be a time that I open the line and then you'll call in and I won't answer the phone. That's it. Well, at least I keep it real. Amen. I keep it real because I know a lot of time you want to wait to the last person and be the last person to be heard. But well, you better call now if you're going to call. 318-484-2500, because I think I've got about seven minutes before I shut that prayer line down. But again, I'd like to invite you to come be our guest at 1400 College Drive. Hey, listen, to those of you that are somewhat technical savvy, I'd also like to invite you to join me on YouTube. You can go to my YouTube channel and see some of the videos that I've shared. You go to Kenny Townsend, KinneyTownsend. Okay. No, I'm not selling any CDs, but I've got some things on there, some little sermonettes that will help to empower you, because I'm telling you, Only the strong are going to survive what's getting ready to come up the pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Only the strong are going to survive. Listen, history repeats itself. In the times of Jesus, persecution hit the church. And I'm here to tell you, we're never going back to normal again. You can forget that.
Nope.
When the Bible said that the powers of heaven will be shaken and there will be signs and the stars of heaven will be shaken, we're about to go through that right now. And a lot of y'all don't even comprehend what's about to go down. We're about to go through that right now. There's going to be signs up in the sky that's going to scare some of the bejesus out of y'all. And y'all going to think it's play. Y'all going to think that this is just a toy happening. This is somebody trying to just play tricks on us. But something, look. Not long ago, they just did something with CERN. CERN was this big old giant kaleidoscope thing to which that they were trying to replicate the God particle. And they crunked that thing up not long ago. And when they crunked that thing up not long ago, it was to open up portals to other dimensions. Look how y'all getting quiet, because all you've been taught about was just the word of God. And then, like he said, You've got to learn how to start getting outside the box. Now, I'm not telling you to become totally scientific-minded, and somebody going to say, well, Bishop, you know what? We ain't got to worry about that. That's what a lot of people said, and they're finding out different when they say the church ain't going to be here when persecution hit. They're finding out that was a lie. And a lot of people have been going through persecution already. Folks are being beheaded already. Folks are being thrown in snake pits already. Folks are being heads cut off already, and they're part of the church, and they're going through this. So the church is not exempt, and so you've got to start understanding some things. 318-484-2500. I ain't going to say last call for alcohol, because I hope you ain't drinking no alcohol, but if you are, you need to be delivered from that. That's a depressant. And a lot of time what happens is the enemy's job is to keep you depressed. Christ came that you may have life, that you may have it more abundantly. And once I understood that I had that life to have it more abundantly, I started confessing, it's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Amen. I have that abundant life. You know where abundant life comes through? Abundant love. You won't have abundant life in Christ without abundant love. Now, you can have it in the world, because the world has a way of tricking you to think that if you just sow this and sow that, you're going to get this. We done forgot what Jesus' word said. We done took this word and we've told a lie, and we think that money is seed. And I'm here to tell you, money ain't seed. Money is money. You going to believe what a lying prophet say? You going to believe what a lying apostle says? You going to believe what a lying pastor says? When Jesus' disciples asked this important question, he gave them a parable and said, a sower went to sow seed. He ain't said nothing about no money. And yet mankind today has perverted the actual scriptures of God to infiltrate the mind of God's people and to subliminally subject them to things. Ain't nothing wrong with being supportive to people, but money is not seed. Never has been, and it never will be. When they asked Jesus, what is this? He said, seed is the word of God. And that sower that went to sow the seed, listen, there's the difference when you strategically plant seed and you just throw it around any kind of way. You just hop from scripture to scripture. You just hop from scripture to scripture. You just hop. Yeah, that's equivalent to the person that just threw something. And he said, some fell by the wayside. Some fell by. See, when something is strategically planted, it's not falling. You're not just throwing. You're not just throwing it haphazardly around. You're not just scripture hopping, but you're going with the main agenda that I'm going to plant this in a row. And I ain't never seen nobody plant carrot, then bean, then cucumber, then watermelon in the same row. And yet, that's what we do with the word of God. We just all over the place. Seed is not money. Seed is the word of God. Huh? And Jesus said the field is the world. That's the reason why we've got to definitely know what we're doing when it comes to the word of God. I shared with you, there was one mega minister that came up with that cliche that money was seed and you have to give your seed assignment. Where did Jesus say that at? Jesus said, God loves a cheerful giver. He said, cheerfully you receive, cheerfully you give. That's the bottom line. And when you do that, Lady Townsend, we're going to reap. But as I said before, you can't sow money and think that that's going to get you healing.
Amen. It's just, you know, it's so unscriptural, but people use it that because they know when a person is desperate, mm-hmm. hasn't been in the Word themselves,
yes.
they use anything that's to benefit them. And the Bible warns of us, the false prophets and people that will say anything to get into your pocket.
Yes.
But, you know, God got a remedy that's going to tell the truth and love.
Yes.
And going to continue to preach. Just like yourself, Bishop, and so many others, I know that God got everywhere. It's because God is not limited. He got people everywhere speaking the true word.
Somebody done waited to the last minute, and you know what? I'm just going to let it go. Lady Town, I'm going to let you finish. You got anything you want to finish off with?
Yeah, I'm just out, you know, in the last days, you know, these things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be a remedy. They're going to continue. Even though they're not going to be respected by the masses, and that's okay. We are not to be celebrated. We're going to be hated.
That's right.
You know, by men.
So that's right.
So we got to continue to tell the truth. Amen. Because one day we want to hear him say, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. Amen. Praise the Lord. And there is a remedy out here that believes.
Yes.
It's like what we're saying. You know, it's all about lifting up Jesus. It's all about winning souls. It's all about concerning people about their soul instead of what's in their pocketbook, what's in their wallet.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We got to be more about our Father's business during this time. And that I just applaud the men and women of God that won't compromise. You know?
More than anything, I want to be right with God's people. And I can't be the kind of preacher that go along to get along, especially when people know more than me. Now, one thing I will do, if somebody's trying to help me, I've got to humble myself. I've got to humble myself in such a manner to where, is, you know what, if I can help to win you and you can help to win me, the only way we're going to win somebody is humility on both parts. It's never one-sided. It can't be. It can't be one-sided. Caller, listen, if you'd like to call in and you're trying to get me, call me back at 662-704-0630. As I said before, amen, when I opened the line up, they want to wait to the last minute, and I told you I wasn't going to do that today. So maybe you'll get us next time. Amen. But, yeah, call back at 662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630. And if you're in the Pineville area, you can certainly join us at 1400 College Drive in Pineville, Louisiana. Service starts at 12 o'clock. Amen. To all of you that have visited us in the past, a big hearty God bless you to each and every one of you. Amen. Bishop Townsend, Lady Townsend, we are at your disposal. Amen. We are at your disposal to help you if we can. Amen. We're there to help you. Amen. If you're in New York, send us a plane ticket. If you're in Boston, Massachusetts, send us a plane ticket and, amen, have the hotel ready. And praise be to God. If you're in another country, I got to pray about that one. I got to pray about that one. But Lady Townsend, listen, go ahead and close us out in prayer.
Amen. Father, we thank you for each and every one on here today.
Yes,
those,
Lord.
Hallelujah, that stand in need,
yes,
of a
Lord.
Touch right now.
Yes.
Father, be with them. Encourage them.
Yes,
give
Lord.
Them a more, show them a more excellent way, God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
God.
Those that are struggling, we pray, we lift up them today.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, that you will restore them, God, to a place in you that never been before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Listen, beloved people of God, listen. The word of God is real. Just as real as you hear my voice coming across this airwaves. And I can tell you what God is doing. This is what he's doing. You may not be aware of it, but he's helping you unlearn a lot of wrong things that you've learned. That's why Jesus came on the scene. He helped people to unlearn all of the wrong error that the scribes and Pharisees had taught the people. And you know what? I'm following in that same footstep right today. Hey, listen, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. We'll be back next week. In Jesus' name, God bless you. God bless you. And there ain't nothing that the devil that ain't been put in hell yet can do about it. We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you. And